two options, and as many delegations were before council in Center Wellington Monday afternoon on the topic of a draft bylaw for licensing short-term rentals. Option two was to endorse the draft bylaw. According to the report before council, the key components of this bylaw include exemptions for properties located within the historic core area, a demerit point system for STRs breaching existing bylaws, licensing fees for certain owners, and more. Clerk Kerry O'Kane urged council to move on a decision at the meeting that heard much discussion. Before they could do so, though, council heard a pair of delegations, including comments from local business owner Melinda Croft, who stressed, among other concerns, her woes surrounding the financial hardships that could face many in the community.
I believe that the existing bylaw will be causing a lot of STRs to close, which means it will be responsible for taking away income from our neighbors, our businesses, friends, family, and our community, as well as the income overnight guests would spend at the shops and the restaurants, and I, for one, do not want to be responsible for that.
Mayor Sean Waters spoke after the meeting and says delegates will not go unheard, as council voted to have a workshop-style committee of the whole to further hash things out.
At the end of the day, I think through this committee of the whole, we'll take into everyone's consideration. You know, you're never going to get it right, but we know that we have to start somewhere. I don't think there was any intention of not doing something, but given the fact that this is very important for our community, to make sure that it makes sense coming forward.
Current STR owner and delegate Mark Riley spoke to council passionately and said the bylaw is threatening to his way of life.
Bylaws should not be targeted and not blanketed. Use strict rules for STRs that cause problems. Don't punish everyone based on a few bad examples. We chose this path because it felt safe and accessible. These proposed bylaws now make it unstable and unwelcoming.
Waters said he fully understands the fear of losing Center Wellington's local feel, but that's something he works to prevent.
I think that he was referring to that there is a flavor or there's a soul to this community. There are communities who have been at this longer than we have, and there are examples where, and I think I refer to it, there's examples out there where they do have streets where they're just STRs. I don't think we want that. We want a sort of a balanced community.
Councillor Jennifer Adams presented qualms with the difficulty of the registration process, while Councillor Bronwyn Wilton raised questions pertaining to the proposed demerit point system. A foundation or a skeletal beginning, Monday's meeting was dubbed by Councillor Barb Evoy. Council concurred there was progress made, but they didn't feel comfortable moving ahead just yet. We've taken a lot in today, Waters said, as the conversation led to an eventual deferral. Council decided in the end to have a further discussion in a workshop-style committee of the whole. Staff advised it may be difficult to move on this until the fourth quarter given the decision. A verdict is expected by the end of the calendar year. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.